Senator Stevens went from his trial straight to work at the U.S. Capitol. The Senate is voting tonight on a new version of the $700 billion financial industry bailout. The revised package temporarily increases the federal insurance cap on banking deposits from $100,000 to $250,000. It also adds $100 million in tax breaks for businesses and the middle class. Earlier today, Senator Stevens said he was inclined to support the bill. He says the stock market can't take another fall like Monday, when the Dow lost almost 800 points.
We don't want any more precipitous falls like that, because it will wipe out the ability of our people who rely on retirement funds to survive. This is for us. This bill is for people who are working people who have money in their retirement fund and running money accounts and savings accounts and money put away to help the kids go to school.
Stevens says it's wrong to characterize the bill as only helping Wall Street. He says every Alaskan has a stake in seeing the financial system recover. Stevens says the permanent fund lost $1 billion on Monday after the U.S. House failed to pass an earlier version of the bill. But Stevens is still getting calls, mostly from Alaskans who are against a bailout in any form.
I'm hearing an increase in people saying you should vote for it, but it's still not a majority. I think by the time people at home understand what this is, and by the time they really realize that the basic fund that supports the future of Alaska, the permanent fund, has already decreased as a result of this problem that's been developed from this mortgage fiasco, they'll understand this.
The bill also contains two provisions of special interest to Alaskans. It allows Exxon Valdez spill plaintiffs to spread out the value of their award for 3 years to soften the tax implications of the payout. And it reauthorizes the Secure Rural Schools Act, which provides millions of dollars in education funding for schools in Southeast Alaska. The bill is expected to pass the Senate and will likely come up for a vote in the House on Friday. Congressman Don Young says he likes a few things about the new bill, but at this point he's not ready to vote yes.
There's some more safeguards, but there's still not enough oversight to say, how is this money going to be spent? And again, I want to stress the fact that this is a slippery slope we're on right now, and I'm not confident it's good for America, and then I'm going to have to do a lot of soul searching and listen to a lot of Alaskans before I change my vote from a no to a yes.
Young says Alaskans are still overwhelmingly asking him to vote no. He says he wasn't surprised when the Dow tumbled after the House vote on Monday. He points out that the markets have already gained back a lot of what they lost.